I want to talk to someone who presumably went through quite a lot of emotions today. He's the son of the policeman blinded by North East gunman Raoul Moat, and he's called for police officers to be armed in the wake of today's double killings in Manchester. Ash Rathband tweeted today, "It's time for police to be armed, in my opinion. Yet again, another awful incident." I'm pleased to say that Ash Rathband is on the phone now. Hello, Ash.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right. What was your reaction when you first heard the news this morning?
Well, first of all, can I just offer mine and my family's thoughts to the colleagues, friends and families of PCs Byrne and Hughes. Very difficult time for them. When I first heard the news this morning, I was obviously saddened and very shocked. You know, two young police officers have had their lives cruelly taken away. It's really heartbreaking and brings things very close to home again.
How difficult will it be, having experienced it yourself, for the two families who've lost a loved one today?
Well, the days, weeks and months will be indescribably hard for both of the officers' families and to everyone who knew them. When you have a family member or a friend who is a police officer, when they go to work, it's the last thing you expect, really. And there'll be a mixture of shock, anger, grief, and they'll have many unanswered questions. But like my experience, I have no doubt there'll be tremendous support from Great Manchester Police and as well as the local community. So they will get some welcomed comfort out of it.
Before your father died, did he ever talk about his views on arming the police after what had happened to him?
No, he didn't, actually, not to my knowledge. Although after the events today and of PCE and Dibble, I think he would be in favour of more protection to police officers, definitely.
Why did you put out on Twitter what you said? It's time for the police to be armed, in my opinion. Yet again, another awful incident.
I don't know, to be honest. I just, over the past few months and obviously what's happened to my family, you just, like I said before, you don't expect something like that to happen. And I don't want to, you know, dwell into things, but in my opinion, if those officers this morning were properly protected, I think there was a strong chance there could have been a, you know, a different outcome. Unfortunately, there wasn't.
Do you think if your dad had been armed, he'd be with us today?
I would hope so. But, you know, I can't look back at the past. Can't change the past. I wasn't there. I don't know. I'll never know what actually happened fully, so I can't answer that question, really.
Do we need to give the police greater protection, do you think? And does that mean every police man and woman out on the street?
Well, I'd rather not hear of any police officer or any other emergency service worker being killed or injured on duty, to know that the families have to go through what my family and other families have gone through and what now the families of these two officers are going through. I would support any initiative which looks to increase the level of protection for the emergency services, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about how you've tried to help. Tell us about the Blue Lamp Foundation, Rash.
Basically, the Blue Lamp Foundation, it was started up by my dad when he was in hospital after being shot in 2010. And basically, we're just here to provide financial support to police, fire, ambulance workers who happen to be injured in the line of duty and in circumstances like this morning when officers are unfortunately killed on duty. We do have the provisions to offer support to the family as well.
How do people get in touch? How do people help?
They can visit the website, which is www.bluelampfoundation.org, all the information's on the website, and you know, we have people working that are extremely helpful and can deal with any questions. So if there's anyone out there that does feel like they need support who's been injured, we would really welcome their contact.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, and thank you so much for doing so, Ash. Could you just tell me, would you have a message for the government, for the Home Secretary, after all this, or not?
Not particularly. I think the voices of the thousands of police workers out there is a strong enough one. I don't think my individual voice needs to be, you know, put at the forefront. I think everyone as a collective is saying, you know, what needs to be done.
Well, thank you once again for coming on. It's I know it's a bit difficult for you today, but thank you so much, and good luck in the future, Ash.
It's no problem. Thank you very much.
Ash Rathband, who is the son of the policeman, of course, who was blinded by Raoul Moat in 2010, and today he says, hey, police officers maybe should be armed in the wake of today's double killings in Manchester. What did you make of what he had to say?